Ever notice how the smartest person in the room isn't always running the meeting? Here's a startling fact. 75% of long-term career success comes down to people skills, not technical expertise. You can master every spreadsheet formula, memorize every line of code, or become the most knowledgeable engineer in your field and still watch less technically gifted colleagues sail past you on the career ladder. The difference? They've cracked the code on soft skills. These aren't fluffy extras you pick up at corporate retreats. They're the invisible infrastructure of every successful career. The difference between being hired and being promoted, between being competent and being indispensable. Yet most schools and companies fail to teach them systematically, leaving talented professionals to stumble through trial and costly error. Nobody thinks about your career as much as you do. Not your boss, not HR, not your mentor. Treat yourself like a company of one. Job security is dead, and waiting for someone to discover your talent is futile. But passion alone isn't enough. Passion without aptitude is expensive frustration. You need ruthless self-knowledge, understanding not just what excites you, but what you're genuinely good at and where your weaknesses might sabotage you. Work-life balance is a myth. There are only trade-offs. Some days you're stellar at work but distracted at home. Other days you're fully present with family while your inbox explodes. The trick isn't achieving perfect balance. It's consciously choosing your trade-offs and regularly checking whether those choices still serve you. Risk-taking is personal too. Like Clarissa, who kept her job while building her company on nights and weekends until it could sustain her. That's smart risk management. Often, the biggest barrier isn't external circumstances, but your own assumptions about what's possible. The moment you clock in, shift your focus from yourself to everyone around you, your boss, colleagues, clients, the organization. Having a service orientation sounds simple, but it's where many talented people stumble. They expect their work to speak for itself, forgetting that nobody's listening if you haven't built the relationships first. Taking initiative terrifies people who worry about looking foolish or threatening their boss. But bosses want you to figure things out. They're drowning in their own work and secretly relieved when someone steps up with solutions, even imperfect ones. Being detail-oriented can save you or destroy you. Underfocus leads to disasters, but perfectionism is equally toxic. Jared micromanaged his team into resentment by obsessing over trivial details, never knowing when to stick and shift, when to zoom in, and when to let go. Learning to say no is an art form. Try, "I'd love to, but if I take this on, which of my other projects should I postpone?" That puts the ball back in their court while showing you're a team player, not a martyr. Procrastination isn't always laziness. Sometimes it signals you need thinking time or lack necessary resources. Common sense, that rare ability to take a larger view and translate understanding into sensible action, remains shockingly uncommon in workplaces. In our distracted world, everything communicates. How you listen, ask questions, present ideas, even your table manners. Most people interrupt within seconds, treating listening as passive waiting rather than active engagement. John, a sales executive, bombed a presentation by focusing solely on his prepared pitch and never hearing what clients actually needed. Real listening means creating shared meaning through patience and genuine curiosity. Adapting your style matters enormously. Sarita nearly lost credibility by drowning her boss in detailed analyses when he wanted the bottom line first. Once she learned to put the punchline first, he became engaged. Be a chameleon, matching your communication to your audience's preferences. The simplest tools remain most powerful. Please, thank you, and I'm sorry. When Jason accidentally sent an email revealing plans to fire publicist Tamika, neither he nor his girlfriend Kelly apologized. That silence destroyed their relationship. As Tamika explained, like the air in a pinpricked balloon, the trust drained out of our relationship. Even table manners communicate volumes. A private banker declined to recommend a CEO's daughter for a Wall Street position after watching her chew poorly during lunch. For presentations, tune into WIFT FM, What's in it for them? Research shows 55% of your message comes from physical appearance and gestures, 38% from vocal characteristics, and only 7% from actual content. You're constantly being judged, not just during formal reviews, but in every interaction. Career stagnation often stems from not knowing how others perceive you. Don't assume silence means approval. One CFO discovered 20 years too late that her former boss considered her one of the best young people he'd ever supervised, information that would have spared her considerable anxiety had she simply asked. Actively solicit feedback from bosses, colleagues, and direct reports. When receiving criticism, listen without defensiveness, ask clarifying questions, and request specific improvement suggestions. When facing hostile supervisors, confirm you're truly dealing with bullying, then confront the behavior immediately with factual statements in private. Being too nice breeds mistrust and undermines effectiveness. Effective leadership requires firmness and accountability, which sometimes makes people uncomfortable, but ultimately earns respect. When Lauren acted rudely, Miranda controlled her reaction and analyzed the situation. Recognizing Lauren's insecurity, Miranda signaled disinterest in their social sphere, transforming their relationship. Self-criticism can become self-sabotage. Judy, a powerful executive, allowed insecurity about lacking a college degree to distort her perceptions until she recognized that she alone cared about this perceived shortcoming. Office politics exist wherever people compete for attention, position, and compensation. Pretending otherwise is career suicide. Understanding the shadow organization, who holds real power, how decisions actually get made, the unwritten customs, is essential. A good mentor champions your ideas, introduces you to the right people, and helps navigate organizational landmines. Without mentorship, professionals get blindsided by missed promotions or unexpected opposition. Many avoid connecting with senior leaders for fear of appearing like a suck-up. While excessive flattery earns no respect, building relationships with superiors is smart business. Look for authentic ways to engage, common interests, shared activities. When coworkers try drawing you into gossip, deflect. Have you shared your thoughts with them? Going over your boss's head typically leads to political suicide. Only bypass the chain of command for illegal activity or serious misconduct. Office romances are common. 43% of workers report dating a coworker, but supervisor-subordinate relationships create particular problems, resentment, and potential harassment claims. If pursuing workplace romance, maintain professional decorum and consider complications. Self-promotion through branding is essential despite discomfort. Transform accomplishments into bragalogs, conversational, story-like chunks delivered with genuine enthusiasm rather than boring laundry lists. As careers advance, interpersonal challenges demand continuous adaptation. Women often respond to criticism emotionally. "I was humiliated," while men rarely do. Though emotional awareness is valuable, taking things too personally becomes a liability. Conversely, men need greater sensitivity. Sam's failure to acknowledge a colleague's maternity leave or loss made him seem callous. What he dismissed as inconsequential small talk is crucial for treating people humanely. Generational differences create friction as baby boomers delay retirement while younger workers receive accelerated titles. The solution is respect, recognizing everyone has something to offer. To avoid stereotyping, know your biases, accept differences, focus on individuals, and never tolerate insensitive behavior. Leadership requires understanding yourself, motivating others, trusting employees, and maintaining humility. Bad bosses fall into types: exploders with unpredictable tempers, charmers who undermine you, wet blankets who dampen enthusiasm, and know-it-alls protecting their status. Once you're a boss, your words carry amplified power. Employees scrutinize everything because you control their livelihoods. Professionals who thrive longest continuously develop their ability to understand themselves, communicate effectively, and bring out the best in others. In our technology-dominated world, these human capabilities become irreplaceable.